You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is trending, Jer-Bear?
Well, we were talking earlier this morning how it's already been a decade since the whole Balloon Boy incident happened here.
That's crazy.
We were all glued to the TV for like 2 hours watching this balloon float through the sky, thinking there was a little kid in it when he ended up being in the attic or something, wasn't he?
I always joke that he was hiding behind the couch.
But right,
I
mean,
it was
the whole time. Like that. The whole time. So that's kind of making the rounds
today.
Didn't
somebody go to jail for that? Did his dad go to jail?
I don't remember.
It's been 10 years.
Have,
how are we
right?
supposed to remember?
I know. I keep looking up at the screen and they got the balloon floating on the screen there. Remember when?
It says here the headline is sentenced 90 days in jail.
That's it, huh?
Ordered to pay $36,000 in restitution.
Jeez. It's an expensive
prank. And
Mayumi
Heaney was sentenced to 20 days of weekend jail.
Wow. Weekend jail. I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Just go for the weekend. Get away from the family. It doesn't sound half bad, actually.
Three square meals a day?
Why not? The nightmare for gamers is over. Fortnite is back online with a new chapter. I guess everyone went into freakout mode on Sunday afternoon-ish, I believe, when the entire landscape of the online gaming platform basically blew up and was sucked into a black hole. Uh-oh. And then players were left watching a dark screen with a spinning black hole. No way to play the game. They basically just shut it down for 2 days. It's back up today with a new chapter, Fortnite Chapter 2.
Gets more people talking about
it. An all-new island with new weapons, blah, blah, blah. So it's a huge deal.
Ever played it?
I have. I played it for a couple weekends. I didn't quite get into it.
Okay.
Didn't quite get it. So I went on with my life. But they were saying at any given time, there was like 100,000 people watching the spinning black hole.
Just
which went on
it.
For hours and hours and hours. And they were just, at any given time, 100,000 people just watching it, waiting for...
Probably doing Facebook Live
happen.
And Instagram Live,
yeah,
and everything.
What's going to happen? So it built some suspense, so good for them. Okay, so the streaming wars have officially begun, says this article, because now Disney Plus is tweeting out everything that's coming to their new streaming service. Now, the service doesn't actually start on November 12th, but yesterday they spent 3 hours tweeting out all 629 entries that are going to be launched with their new service.
Like one at a time?
One at a time. Boom, boom, boom. So 629 different tweets. And I gotta say, I was poo-pooing this at the beginning. I wasn't too excited about it because I thought it would just be all their cartoons. But you forget how much content Disney has going back to the 50s. And some of the good stuff in the 60s and 70s, some of those movies that I watched as a kid.
The Love Bug.
The Love Bug, man. Herbie Goes Bananas.
That Darn Cat.
Yes, the Shaggy D.A., all those like really good classic family movies. They're all coming out, so I'm kind of jonesing to get this. It's $70 for the year. I don't know. I mean, I've got young kids. I think this might be kind of fun.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you're being driven by nostalgia.
100%,
but wait,
yes.
Until you sit down and you put it on for like 5 minutes, some of those movies.
They're horrible.
They're really, really bad.
The Apple Dumpling Game.
Yeah, they're really bad, but they're so bad they're good, I guess.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just nostalgia. Oh,
I remember
as a kid.
When?
I love that.
Dude, every Friday night, we would go to the video store, and we'd get the VHS, and
wandering
then we'd go home.
The Blockbuster aisles.
Yeah, we'd go home, and my family and I, we'd make pizzas, homemade pizza dough. We'd make pizza on Friday night and watch VHS Disney movies. And yeah, there's a little piece of me that wants to relive that, Dom.
Were you kind, and did you rewind?
I would imagine so. We had one of those designated rewinders.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never want to use the one in the VCR because it makes it wear out faster. So they had the designated, it was just the rewind machine. You pop it in, close the lid, it rewinds it, and spits it out. You never had one of those?
No. Instead, I had a life.
That's because back in the day, VCRs were like $900. So.
Okay.
Whatever, because I had a life. Shut up. You're a jerk.
Guess what I got you for Christmas?
A VHS rewinder.
It's a rewinder. It's just for rewinding.
It's going to make your VCR last a whole lot longer.
Don't watch a movie on it. Just rewind. Be kind.
You couldn't. You just rewound. Shut up, Dom. You know what?
When you were rewinding the VHS tape, it was not up against the play heads, so it wouldn't have worn them down.
But
anyway,
it was still the same motor that runs it to play, so you could wear it out faster.
You're wearing me out right now.
This is real life, Dom. This is what people are talking about. VHS rewinders, all right?
Now, we have a certain percentage of our listening audience that's saying, what the hell are you even talking about?
Absolutely.
What is a VHS?
Yep, you're right.
Google it.
Probably more people know what that is than not.
Probably more, yes,
but trickling down. My mom still has all of our VHS tapes from growing up.
Of course she does.
All of them.
Your mom has everything from when you were growing up.
I know.
She still has some of your dirty diapers.
She has some of my fingernails.
Yeah.
I know she has my baby teeth.
Yeah.
Speaking of impulse purchases, like that VHS rewinder, survey out this morning saying that the average American now spends $2,429 a year on impulse purchases. So if you're doing the math, beep, boop, bop, boop,
$200
a month. And you know who you can blame for
like
that?
Like $7 a day.
Amazon is who you can blame. Big, evil Amazon.
That and the checkout lines at the grocery stores.
Yeah. Food when you're out, drinks when you're out, a lot of impulse bar drinks probably, cheap gadgets, shoes, Uber rides, video games. The list is long for impulse purchases, but this story is saying Amazon, man, because you do get drunk with power when you're on there. You're like, I could get anything I want. Fill up that cart.
Even at food places where you don't have any intention of buying something, like I was at that one particular burger chain a couple months ago, and they had the big sign on the counter that said...
Very vague of you.
Well, it was Whataburger.
Okay.
They don't have them here, so people wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
But it said, try it now, the new Dr. Pepper shake.
Ooh.
So I did.
How was it?
Impulse.
Was it good?
Tasted like a milkshake with Dr. Pepper flavoring.
Yeah,
just like it was supposed to. In other words, it fit the description perfectly.
Perfectly. It'd been weird if you started sucking on it and tasted like chicken wings or something. Like, this is way off.
Somebody hooked up the wrong hose.
This shake has gone bad.
But that was an impulse buy, just standing there. They said, try it. So I did.
Huh.
We're very malleable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
And marketers know it.
Real quick, this survey is saying that it would be easier to give up sexy time and junk food than Wi-Fi.
Well, who are they asking? People in their parents' basement?
Whoa. Harsh.
Truth.
People in parents' basements don't have sexy time or junk food?
They have junk food, but...
You don't know.
Pretty good idea.
That's one of those things that we've made fun of people like that for years and years and years. Living in your mom's basement. They could be having more sexy time than all of us.
Yeah, but by yourself doesn't count.
Tom. Gross. No, that's not what I'm saying, dude. All right. Fat America.
Move on.
Fat America. Lay's is now coming out with some limited edition potato chip flavors. Another one. This one's called Grilled Cheese and Tomato Soup. They hit stores next Monday.
That's what they do. The chip tastes
the
like
chip
that?
The chip tastes like grilled cheese and tomato soup.
All in one.
I want to eat that while eating grilled cheese and tomato soup.
So you don't have to buy a bag of grilled cheese flavored and a bag of tomato soup flavored.
All in one.
Huh.
I want to try that.
How do they do it?
And then pineapple flavored Mountain Dew is coming out.
Yeah, I read something about
Mountain
that.
Mountain Dew Maui Burst.
The story I read said that they're getting rave reviews for that.
It's only available at Dollar General, but I'm dying to try it.
Why?
I don't know. Like, send that everywhere. I'm not a big soda guy, but I will tell you, a brand new Come and Go opened by my house, and they have like the most high-tech soda machine in there. It's a flat screen monitor. They're huge.
Yeah.
And they have a Mountain Dew. It's like a goji berry or something.
Now,
I'm addicted.
Where you punch different things on the screen?
On the screen, and then you actually touch the screen and it starts coming out.
Don't like them.
It's not the one you're thinking
they
of.
They screw it up all the time.
Not the screen you're looking for.
It's a different screen?
Different screen.
Because the ones they've had
are you
before
thinking
is
the
like,
ones with the round? It's
yes.
got round? No.
And you hit like, I want cherry flavor, and there's
totally
no cherry
different.
Flavor.
Totally different.
This is better.
It's like a 50-inch flat screen TV.
Right.
It's not just the little screen with the round.
Yeah, but how do you know it's going to do the right thing?
It does. It's so high tech. And then you can go in and add extra energy or cherry.
Oh,
or...
you believe that it's doing that?
Yes. What do you think they're putting in a like lighter fluid or something?
No, but I'm just saying, how do you know you're getting extra energy?
I don't know.
Talk about a
the little
sucker.
Icon is a battery, dude. It could be battery acid. And you're thinking it's energy, but they're putting battery acid in it. No, I'm just joking, come and go. I'm addicted though to that Goji. Mountain Dew. All right, you want to do clickbait? Yeah, we can do it quickly.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now, search Dom and Jeremy.
I do,
Facebook.
Because I know what you put on here,
yes.
And it's great.
Both of us watched it this morning, and we were both like, whoa. It's an impressionist. This guy's name is Jim something or other, and he made a video of himself reciting a poem as different celebrities using different voices, because he's an impressionist. Well, while he's changing his voices, his face is also changing to the person he's impersonating.
And the range of people is wild. I can remember off the top of my head, Robert De Niro.
Anthony Hopkins.
Christopher Walken. Robin Williams.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
George Bush. Ian McClellan. There's a bunch of them, but it's one of those deep fake videos, if you're not familiar, where they morph people's faces onto someone else's body,
and
it's like flawless.
Out.
It will freak you out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And you know what? That is what's trending now because we said...